Fear the Lord, hate evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 through 14. The NIV version reads, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight, I have power. The explanation reads, in verse 12, Solomon expanded upon his reverence in verse 5 to the simples receiving prudence. Those that lacked common sense really needed to heed the call of wisdom. My godfather, Deacon Herbert H. Brown, was quick to remind us in various settings. Common sense ain't that common. That was why Solomon took time to discuss the connection between God's wisdom and common sense. Since he was also sharing about God to some people who might not be that faithful in their belief or did not believe in God at all. His references to the ability to gain common sense discernment about the world at large made sense. Not to move far from his call for those listening to accept God's wisdom, Solomon reminded them what it meant to reverence God in verse 13. Reverencing God had to be more than words. It meant hating evil and its associated evil behavior. Solomon gave three examples of evil behavior: pride, arrogance, and perverse speech. Pride referred to those thinking that they were more than God. Arrogance referred to those thinking that they were more than others. Perverse speech was outward confirmation of an evil heart. In contrast to all this negativity, God's wisdom offered his counsel and sound judgment. In Solomon's day, the law provided the framework by which those that loved the Lord could lead right lives. In the age of grace, the Holy Spirit is our daily guide to living a righteous life. God's wisdom, if accepted, would give a person discernment between good and evil and the power to overcome Satan's temptations. As a warning to those who took stock in the power of human rulers, Solomon reminded his listeners that each of these rulers was under God's authority. Question: what do you think? Given the blessings of God's wisdom, why do you think so many people prefer to rely on their own understanding?